This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author and documentary filmmaker John Jefferson was raised in Guntersville, Alabama in the 1950s. He discovered a love of books at an early age in the town's two-room public library, where he devoured the playful works of Dr. Seuss before diving into the darker world of crime fiction with the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew. He says he got his love for storytelling from his granddaddy, who loved nothing better than to fill his pipe with Prince Albert tobacco, light up, and launch into a tale with the question, "Did I ever tell you about the time?" Jefferson's first experience in sharing stories was with a handful of elderly church parishioners in his town's United Methodist Church, where he served as a student lay pastor. Graduating from high school with multiple honors, Jefferson received a full scholarship to Birmingham Southern College. He then did graduate study in English and comparative literature at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. After college and prior to writing books, Jefferson worked for a time as an educator and administrator for Planned Parenthood of East Tennessee. He was also a freelance magazine and newspaper journalist. And for over a decade, he was a science writer at Oak Ridge National Laboratory. His writings have been published in the New York Times, Newsweek, USA Today, and in Popular Science, and have been broadcast on NPR. Jefferson has also made a name for himself as a television documentary writer and producer. In 2001, he wrote and directed a two-part documentary for the National Geographic Channel titled Biography of a Corpse, about the University of Tennessee Anthropological Research Facility, which is widely known as the Body Farm. During the filming of this documentary, Jefferson met renowned forensic anthropologist William Bass, the founder of the Body Farm, who asked for Jefferson's assistance to help him write his memoir. The success of the memoir, which was titled Death's Acre, inspired the duo to create a series of crime fiction novels called the Body Farm series. Using the pen name Jefferson Bass, a combination of their two names, their debut novel titled Carved in Bone reached number 25 on the New York Times bestseller list in 2006. Since then, the authors have published nearly a book a year. The Body Farm books are based on accurate forensic science, and many times the stories encourage people to ponder larger societal issues. For instance, in his book titled Bones of Betrayal, Jefferson presents a provocative and multi-layered exploration of the legacy of World War II, specifically the legacy of the atomic bombs dropped on Japan and the pivotal role played in the Manhattan Project by the small town of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. In his book Bone Thief, there's a debate about the bioethics of buying and selling organs and tissues. And in his book titled Flesh and Bone, he brings in the evolution versus creationism debate. John Jefferson has said he likes to teach readers something new with every story he writes. And apparently, there are a lot of stories in them thar bones.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.